It is time for our weekly feature. We call it Weighing In from Around KTIC Country. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with the farmer Scott Wolf. He farms kind of in the Tri-County area where Washington County, Dodge County, and Burt County come together. Scott, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us here today. We'll talk about the summer that was, but everybody wants to know how far along are you on harvest? So as of Monday morning here, how far are you on progress?
Well, we should finish up beans today. We will have a few patches here to go clean up, but for the most part, we should be done. Done about 100 acres of corn, and been pleasantly surprised with the yields.
Okay, very good. We'll hit on some of the details here in just a moment. But first of all, I'd like to back up and just take a brief look at the growing season. Scott, for the farms that that you're in, again, in those three counties, what sort of a summer was it like for you guys?
Well, like everybody else, you know, it was warm, hot. But for the most part, you know, coming to the end here now, it really wasn't too bad. You know, our crops did very well. You know, we had a little bit of pest pressure, a little bit of rootworm beetles and Japanese beetles in corn and Japanese beetles in beans, and saw a little more of that gall midge show up. I don't know if that's more because it's a little drier, but we are seeing more evidence of that. And, as dry as it was, the disease pressure was pretty low.
As far as the bugs go, were there enough? Did you reach any economic thresholds that you had to go in and treat?
Not really. No, we did spray some insecticide on our beans with the fungicide. But really, the Japanese beetles probably did the most damage, but not enough to really cause any yield loss.
Okay. And then on the disease side, was there anything detrimental there?
No, not really. We saw a little bit of gray leaf. We have some irrigated ground, so you'd think that we would have somewhere disease pressure in there with all the water that we put on and, you know, creating that atmosphere. But really, the plants all look pretty healthy. We still sprayed fungicide on our beans and our corn. Mainly corn, we wanted to, you know, stand when by the time we get there. But probably wasn't warranted, but we'll see. Once I think it will still help us in the end on yield.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk a minute about the soybean gall midge. Have you had to deal with that pest for a number of years? How big is that becoming for your operation?
You know, we saw it 3 years ago, so now we're, you know, got bean fields that, you know, have now rotated and 3 years later, and it just seems like it's spreading further in from the edge of the fields. We're also seeing it more prevalent in new fields, too. And I don't know if it was more because of the dry weather this year that it was more, you know, noticeable, but it definitely is showing up in more fields and maybe getting a little bit bigger around the borders.
Have you and your crop consultants, have you been able to try and put together a strategy or anything like that yet?
No, we haven't. I don't know if there really is much you can do about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I guess, you know, maybe that first pass around the field is going to be a little less than the rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, so we kind of went through the summer, I guess. Give us just kind of the basics. What are you seeing for soybean yields as you're going through these fields?
You know, most of them are going to probably hit that 50 to 55. We've seen 45 up to 70. And I think this year a lot is going to depend upon your soil type and your fertility.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to get it out at the right moisture?
No, towards the end, it was 9-10%. You know, when you got 17% humidity and wind like we had, it's in higher temperatures. I mean, it's just the way it is, you know. But, no, definitely different from other years where we always fought, you know, the wetness. So,
all right, very good. And then let's finish up by just beginnings on corn. You said you've been through, I think you said about 100 acres of corn. Early indication, what do things look like?
Looks like we're going to probably be around that 180 bushel. Yeah, you go through the field, it'd be 150 to 200. So it's going to be somewhere around that 180. Right now, the early corn is dry, you know, 14 to 15. So really, my expectations for corn are about 180, and beans are about 60. So, you know, we're falling pretty close to that. And considering the year we had, I guess we should be thankful for the yield that we do have.
and I know anything can happen, but it kind of sounds like your corn, you're thinking it's going to stand. You're not going to have too much trouble getting it harvested, huh?
You know, everything's been standing well. The pots are broke out on some. It's time, you know, to get it out. But, you know, so far, yeah, it's all standing real good. Mm-hmm. We are fortunate we didn't have the winds like some of our neighbors to the east.
Yeah, definitely fortunate for that. We had the beginnings of it, but they definitely got the brunt of it. Just as we wrap up, Scott, I guess, what are the takeaways from this season? What notes are you writing that you're going to incorporate for 2021?
Well, you know, rain does help a lot, obviously. You know, I think our genetics have come a long ways. My main concern for next year will be, you know, the lack of moisture and what will happen there. You know, we have plenty of moisture this year, so... You know, it's hard to determine, you know, what kind of hybrid you're going to, you know, plant next year because, you know, everybody thinks it'll be dry. But, you know, for the most part, it's just, you know, we're going to do the same thing we've always done and you know, keep finding the good genetics and hope that we get a little rain along the way. Because, as I said, everything turned out really pretty well this year only because we had good subsoil. So, you know, really nothing different for next year, just kind of same thing, and hope for a little more rain.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts and the summary of the harvest progress in your part of KTIC country. Again, we've been visiting with Scott Wolf. He's a producer in that Tri-County area, Dodge County, Washington County, and Burt County. And that's this week's Weighing In from Around KTIC Country, Chad Moyer reporting.